participation. And I think this is most ignored element in terms of the human rights obligations of the states. Right to development articulates very clearly that in all decision-making processes concerning the development, people should be able to participate in an active, free, and meaningful way. And often that is not happening. So that is where the obligations again need to be articulated in my view. Now let me very quickly talk about the second question before the court, which is about the legal consequences and what value right to development adds to that second question in terms of legal consequences. In my report, I have articulated that remediation has to be treated as the third pillar. I articulated that in relation to loss and damage. So we should not see loss and damage merely as a charity. It has to be seen as part of access to effective remedy. And we should articulate effective remedy in terms of full reparation. And that is where compensation, restitution, rehabilitation, satisfaction, guarantees of non-repetition, all these are elements of full reparation, especially they are much developed in the Latin America jurisprudence, Central American Court and all that. They have to be taken on board in my view. So from my perspective, from the perspective of right to development, it can be a positive force in my view to realize not only the right to development but also achieve climate justice if it is articulated properly. And often that is not happening on the part of policymakers, on the part of states as well as legal officers making those argumentation. So I will stop here for now. Thank you very much for the opportunity.